For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. If it's mid-October, the South Carolina State Fair is in full swing. The sights, sounds, and sensations mean many things to people, but one special sound brings back a familiar feeling to nearly everyone.
Laura Scott, please meet your party at the Rocket.
The Rocket is without question the image most people think of when recalling the State Fair, said General Manager Nancy Smith. She gave some history of the fair's biggest icon.
The Rocket is really an intermediate-range ballistic missile. The name of the Rocket is Columbia. It was donated to the city since we are Columbia, South Carolina. And in 1969, the Rocket was erected on the grounds of the State Fair. And, you know, people just go there just to have a little bit of fun and have someone meet them at the Rocket.
Smith thinks the Rocket's appeal is that it's different.
How many organizations in Columbia have a Rocket? You can't miss the Rocket. It's tall. The fair is a big thing, so it was really neat for parents, you know, always meet back at the Rocket. The fair is a tradition, so the Rocket just became a tradition as well. But the Rocket is really just very unusual.
But the Rocket is hardly the fair's only tradition. Brandy Glenn and her husband are creating an artwork that has developed a devoted following, the Sand Sculpture. The theme changes yearly, and this time it's dinosaurs. The Glens are using 75 tons of sand for the job, but not just any sand. There are many varieties, and the artists are particular.
Riverbed sands tend to be the sand that we use the most. We actually have samples sent to our house that we test. And sometimes, you know, we had a project back in June where we probably went through 8 or 9 samples before we finally found one that was sufficient for what we needed to do.
Glenn said the sculptors work mostly from ideas in their heads.
We have a basic idea of what we want to do, but we do improvise a lot. We don't have a drawn-out plan. We all have pictures of the subject that we're doing, but yeah, we kind of fly by the seat of our pants when it comes to how it's sculpted and that kind of thing.
Asked what she wants people to get from her work, Glenn was reflective.
Just to enjoy it and that it's temporary and to really stop and appreciate it. Have a moment and go, okay, you know, this is it. I'm not going to see it again. But to look at it and really take in what we're doing. I would like them to take that away. Just enjoy it.
Smith said cell phones have reduced the need for some to meet friends at the Rocket. But for many others, traditions endure.
I think part of people, when they come to the fair, they have traditions. They park in a particular spot. They go to a particular concession. You know, they'll eat their Bailey's corn dogs. Then they'll go have some ice cream. Then they'll go to the Moore Building. Maybe they go to the grandstand. But then they have this scenario where all part of their tradition is, you know, you have to go to the Rocket and you have to page someone to meet you at the Rocket.
For some, the Rocket may have an even more romantic part of their lives.
I have heard folklore of the Rocket, that was where they first met at the Rocket, and I think someone maybe had their first kiss near the Rocket. I think we have had some marriage on the midways, and one was near the Rocket. So the Rocket has seen lots of things in its day.
Smith said she can't imagine the fair without the Rocket, and Glenn said she can't imagine her unique job without the tradition of the South Carolina State Fair. It has become a home to icons.
Please meet your party at the Rocket. George.
This report George. Also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.